Okay, we are starting.
10 o'clock.
Let's have a word. Heavenly Father, you said your word to encourage one another. Father, what a great ministry to have, the ministry of encouragement. Just remind us each day to encourage one another. We thank you, God, for your presence today. Be with our judge and commissioners as they make good decisions for our county. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor Texas flag. Pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming out this morning. We will get started with item number one, which is to open the court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it says something on the agenda, we cannot comment back unless a factual statement about whatever was being said. So do we have anyone from the audience at this time that wishes to address the court? All right. Commissioner? All right, then we will move on to item number two, which is discussion and possible action regarding accepting a check in the amount of $135,000, check number 3650, from the Orange County Economic Development Corporation. The check represents funds from a grant awarded on behalf of Dow to Orange County Health Services for future public health facility. Ms. Blankship, would you like to tell us a little bit about that? Talk about our lovely friends from Dow that are here.
Yeah. In August of 2025, Megan with the EDC contacted me and wanted to meet to discuss some potential funding through Dow. So we had several meetings over the last few months, and in December we were notified that we were awarded the $135,000 from Dow. It's basically to help with our public health equipment when we move into the new facility. Mm-hmm. And we have Ms. Christy here with Dow, if she would like to speak.
Absolutely.
Yes, good day to be at court, huh?
Good day to be at court.
I told everybody at work I had to go to court when they were looking at me. No, we're just really proud to be able to help Orange County with this. The work that Jennifer's doing and the public health department are doing is really vital to our community, and we know there's a lot of citizens that really depend on that for their health and wellness. So we're excited about the new building coming. We're looking forward to some partnerships in the future to be able to spread some awareness about what they do. I think a lot of people, it's kind of an untapped resource that we have sometimes. And so, yes, we hear about it in emergency situations, but we really want to hear about it day-to-day for proactive wellness and support. So lucky to be part of that, and we're very happy to see the new building come together.
Well, we certainly thank you for that, and thanks to Dow. And you're exactly right. I don't think that the community as a whole really knows fully what actually takes place out there. It is a great service, and I will tell you, I hate to say it because she's standing right here, but she does a fantastic job. And we're excited about getting that building open and operational for our citizens to be able to use it. So looking forward to it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. She worked really hard. So excited to collaborate with her in the future. And we have other organizations that we're hoping to be able to bring in and work with throughout the collaboration. So it'll be a great asset for the entire county.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for what you do, Jennifer, as well. Y'all, you're doing fantastic.
Absolutely.
Out there. It's exciting to see that take place. And
yes.
I'm ready for the day that we get to
put your name on the building.
on a little bitty plaque.
I have one right for him.
Yeah.
Coming up right there on 1442.
Yeah. That's it. You know, but thank you for that, and we'll talk about that naming stuff later. There's a whole inside deal about that. Like whenever I ride around, I'm showing my wife all the pods. Mm-hmm. This weekend, and everyone we ride up to, because I wanted to show where they were all at and what they were looking at, and every single one of them has the commissioner's name, like this big, like it's like this, you know. And she said, "Well, I said, Kirk leaves me out all the time."
Now you have one.
But anyway, thank
your
you.
Your building really is bigger than their pod. So.
Much bigger.
There is a building out there.
Exactly. That is a hospitality building.
Okay.
Hospitality building.
Oh, yes, hospitality.
Man. All right.
Item number three.
Item number three, but I will take, if y'all want to make a motion to accept that in. A motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion?
Well, I would like to thank Thao as well and both all the county employees that helped make that work out. It's a proud moment when we hear that the EDC helped start that, because the EDC gets bashed and has been getting bashed relentlessly on Facebook and social media. So thank y'all for what y'all do and what y'all do to make the community better.
She initiated it, so she definitely deserves the recognition. Yeah,
absolutely. She's an initiator. I'm just telling you.
And we are very grateful for that.
We are very grateful. Thank you. Absolutely. But thank y'all. Anybody else? All right, so I have a motion by one, a second by three. Yes. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
I didn't think anybody would not take your money.
It's not a problem.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Item number three, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for February the 3rd, 2026. Ms. Penny, you are up.
Well, don't leave now. It's just going to get interesting.
I did have to do some work.
Don't lie to her now.
Yeah. Well, we got money.
From the general fund, $6,306.58. Adult probation, $1,223.24. Airport, $305.49. For a total payment of $7,835.31.
Move to go ahead and accept it to the record.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding payment of February 10th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $21,652.83 from the general fund 001-111-54235 to UTMB for contract payment due February 2026. B, $86,502.72 from the TDRA GLO Recovery Grants Fund 073-936-53002 to T. Johnson Industries for Imelda Kynard Estates Drainage Projects. Then this is for the pay apps number two and number three. And then C, $19,426 from the Special Grants Fund 081-927-53003 to LED Partners for the contract number 678-22 signage for the pods, and that's the final payment on those for those signs. And as listed, Ms. Penny?
For the general fund, $746,835.26. Road and Bridge, $302,340.31. Mosquito Control, $22,099.01. Airport, $45,902.38. Adult Probation, $1,352.95. Consolidated Accounts, $36,068.40. For a total payment of $1,154,598.31.
Motion by one.
Did you send that back? Did that back it out? Did I mention someone?
Excuse me?
Did you send that bill back it out?
That's normally done by my department, was it not? I will.
I don't know.
Well, I apologize for that. So.
Yes, the one for the 10. Okay. Okay. All right, so I have a motion by one. I had a second. I just didn't. I started talking by two. Any further discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Just real quick, that $45,000 for the airport, was that fuel, or is there something else going on at the airport? Is that cool?
The majority of that is fuel.
Okay, is that bought on a regular basis? Is that a quarterly or what is it?
Yeah, but we actually make money on that fuel, so
well,
we have to purchase it. But then we but then we sell it back out. But I don't know.
As needed, I don't know.
It's an as needed purchase. Yeah,
okay.
Sometimes it's faster.
It is a tanker truck, so
yeah. Summertime, it picks up a little bit, and then we'll move forward. have a lot of people flying in that place. Okay. Thank goodness. All right. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion?
Tracy, is that going to cover all the rest of your chip seal rock, or are you going to have another voice come out for that?
I know we're getting ready to receive some more.
All right. Motion by one, second by two. If no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial reports. Ms. Penny, she did not get those completed in time for today, so we'll have that on the ASN deal, so no action today. Everybody good with that? All right. Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in the sheriff's office from 001-743-57550, repairs, rental, construction of $3,000 to 001-743-52110, public safety supplies and uniforms of $3,000, and purpose to purchase jackets and other needed uniforms for the jail officers. Chief, anything you want to add to that?
Yes, sir. This is for a large stockpile we had to do for pants mostly.
For that being said, some jackets too as well.
Okay. A motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for transportation from 001-111-53830, a contingency of $51,567 to 001-111-53880, regional activities of $51,567. Purpose to provide matching funds to the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission to purchase a new vehicle, which replaces a bus deemed a total lost in 2024. I can explain all that. This was one that we had it budgeted originally, but through the insurance and the process of getting the vehicle replaced, it did not happen in last budget year, so we didn't budget it this year because we didn't want to have to. We can't carry that multiple years without having an expenditure on it. And so that's why it's coming out of contingency, because they finally got the bus to replace, and this is our portion of the payment.
Did we get an insurance settlement on this show? Do you know what that number was?
I don't know.
It was around $53,000, but it was back in 2024. So all of this happened, like there were three incidents back in 2024, and we had this one that was a total of the bus. And so they were trying to get where we had back with the fleet and all of that. But it's taken a long time for them to actually get it where
and to get the bus
ready
to here.
And regional planning is paying for a portion of it.
Yes, they're paying over half of it, yes.
All right.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion?
So this bus, is it going to Jasper or St. Louis?
It's ours. It's one that's our region. Doesn't have, yeah, it's not the Jasper bus.
It's not Jasper. And we haven't had the bus since 2024, and I know you explained why the funds were. But so do we really need the bus, or are we just taking advantage because we're getting money for it?
Yeah, we need the bus. Yeah, we could probably use two mower buses if we could get them. It's just,
and drivers.
And drivers. Yeah, that's the biggest problem is getting drivers.
And drivers. Okay. Well, just on that point, then why are we sending a bus and a driver to?
Theirs is for their area altogether, separate. I know it's hard.
It's
a separate deal. And we can't cross-mingle that, but at this point in time, but that's why.
They didn't take one of our buses.
Yeah, they didn't take one of our buses.
Okay, that's good. All right, thanks.
Yeah, the only thing on the Jasper deal, because I know it keeps coming up, the only thing on the Jasper deal is that we are managing the call-out from here. The buses and stuff are assigned to Jasper, and they're their buses. We just manage the call-out.
And thank goodness it's over in August.
Well, it's either going to move up there to them or it's going to go away, one or the other. But anyway, motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Number eight, acknowledgement for the court, the receipt of the Spindletop Center single audit report for 2025. You should have that in your files to review. We just basically accept it in. We don't have any. Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right, we had an agenda item for number nine, which is discussion and possible action concerning Precinct 2 building repairs or consideration to relocate JP2 office to a different county-owned property. We put this on here just in case we had come to a decision. We're not going to come to a decision at this point. We still got a lot of work to do in that, but we wanted it on here just in case we come to a simpler conclusion than what we had. But so we can actually be a no action on this unless y'all have something else y'all want to discuss on.
Well, I think we've all pretty well come to the consensus that we don't want to move the Veterans Administration. There was another option proposed on moving it, just in case if anybody think about it while we're chewing on this, to the Adult Probation Office in Bider. Apparently, we've got some space there, too. I don't think that came up in our workshop. Yeah. But I don't think anybody's really
moving them. If here is not clear from the west, then I'm not so clear from the east.
Perhaps sure that would work.
They're pretty central where they're at right now. All right. So I'm going to stick with the no action on the round. We're going to move forward.
There you go.
All right. Number 10, discussion and possible action to acknowledge the Orange County Sheriff's Office filing of its 2025 racial profiling report with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. Sheriff Smith, are you going to come and do that, or we just give us a little discussion on that? Or I mean, you don't have to. We can accept it anyway.
You might want to. I would like to recognize our deputies through 2025 when we started this. So if you look at the report, there were zero complaints.
Excellent.
And our traffic contacts were up 165%. So they got out there and worked and stopped a bunch of vehicles and made a bunch of contacts last year professionally and did it with no complaints. So I'm extremely proud of them for the work that they did.
We are as well. Thank you for all y'all doing.
It was up 165%, Chair?
Yes.
All right. No deal. I'll take a motion to accept that.
So
in. Motion by
second.
Two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of a resolution confirming appropriations compliance in support of the Orange County Sheriff's Office grant application under Government Code Chapter 753. Sheriff, you're up again.
So this grant we have put in for is related to the 287G program, which is a partnership with ICE. This is an $80,000 grant, and the resolution is that if the grant is provided to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, that the county will not take away any money from the Sheriff's Office to offset the difference.
Okay. The only thing that we need on this, and we can accept it in, but we also would need a copy of the resolution so that we can accept that into the record. It says we need that resolution to sign.
That's my fault. I drafted it and did not realize until we're sitting here right now that I did not email it to Charlotte.
All right, so if we want to, we can approve that with the deal that I can sign it after the fact. If on the resolution side, I did not.
What's the money to be spent for?
So it is to be spent for our personnel credit. If there's any overtime, it's also to be spent for equipment coming in, the computer systems that are set up.
And that's why the verbiage
to communicate with ICE.
We couldn't take it out of county budget.
Right. So the grant is complete with the exception of the resolution. Once y'all approve the resolution, we'll submit that with the grant and hopefully get that started in the next several months.
Getting the resolution?
Yep. All right. But, we may accept it, and then I can sign upon receipt of it.
As a resolution, it's currently set for all of your signatures.
Okay. So it takes all of us to sign it. Does it take Randy's office, county clerk's signature as well, or is it just ours?
Yes, it's all
can
six.
We get it?
I can change it. I could go email it right now. It's already drafted.
Maybe
I can have it sent over before you guys leave today.
Yeah, why don't we do that? And that way, because that way we're all here, we can do it. Otherwise, we'd have to wait till the next court session to do it while we're all here.
Yep.
All right, so you're going to get that sent over and.
Yeah. Do you want me to run now?
Well, no, I mean, Emily, can Emily just call whoever she needs to at your office? Will they know where to find it?
Not on
never
my
mind.
Computer.
I'm sorry.
I'll say this. The time constraints on this, we have probably another month to get that in. So
let's go ahead and get it today.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to have an idea. I mean, like, so
after court, just send it over. We'll hang out.
Okay.
Get it signed.
Thank you. Perfect. Because she's got to sign it as well.
Right.
So the motion by two was to sign it upon receipt of it for the document or accept the resolution. The motion by two, I have a second. Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Thank you, Chair.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of a resolution authorizing submission of the 2026 Project Safe Neighborhoods Program grant application to the Office of the Governor, Criminal Justice Division. Chief, you are up.
Yes, sir. Judge Commissioners, asking for another grant, a resolution. thank you for the opportunity to talk today. I'm here to support the resolution authorizing a submission of a 2026 Project Safe Neighborhood grant, an application that we have submitted or will submit to the Office of the Governor of Criminal Justice Division. This grant, if it's fully funded, it will be fully funded. Hopefully, it'll have no matching funds from the county. So with that being said, we're hoping to get this grant to fund LPR cameras throughout the county. We're hoping to buy at least 10 to 25 cameras with this grant so we can station throughout the county. The LPR cameras will be a tool that we'll use in law enforcement, technology that a lot of the counties surrounding our areas already have. Jefferson County has them, Calcasieu Parish has them, Beaumont PD has them. It's been a tool that with this technology, they have solved a lot of crimes, and we want to get involved in that as well too. Hopefully one day we'll have a real-time crime center that we'll be able to integrate this technology within too as well. So this is just a resolution to go forward to possibly apply for this grant.
So moved.
LPR cameras standing for license plate readers, right?
Yes, the LPR cameras, they read license plates, but they also read the cars too. So the technology that the Flock provides with the license plate reader cameras is just not the license plate readers, but they also read the cars. It's like fingerprinting the cars. So a lot of them will be able to use AI to tell us what the car looked like. So if we need to get into it and say, okay, we're looking for a car that has a bumper sticker, that has this type of bumper sticker, this type of car, we'll be able to see that as well, too.
It's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, there was an automobile theft in Nederland, Jefferson County the other day that had a child in the car, and they found the car with the license plate reader cameras and saved the baby.
Yes, sir. I mean, it could be used for a lot of different things.
All right, I already had a motion by one. I had a second by three on this, and I do have the document for this one. So any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Any opposed? All right. Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding the approval and acceptance of the payment terms and services agreement between the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston and Orange County and authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. This is a one-time agreement. Jennifer, you would like to?
Yes, sir. This is for a patient who is currently incarcerated in the county jail. And in order for UTMB to accept them, they're requesting a higher reimbursement rate than what our typical reimbursement rate is. The nurse has exhausted all avenues of trying to find a provider locally, so this is really the only option. And in order for them to see them, we would have to expend a little bit more than normal. I have numbers for you if you want them, just to kind of show you the difference or whatever you would like.
I'm curious.
Okay, sure. So if we were going to pay for this based on indigent care rates, it would be like 39% of a hospital reimbursement. So if they bill $1,500, we pay $585. They're asking that we pay 58%, so we'd pay $870 rather than $585. And then same for outpatient, it would be $330 if we were indigent care rates, $750 based on this contract, and then physician rate $55.52 if we were paying normal rates, $72.18 if we're going to pay based on this contract. So it is a one-time. It's for this patient only. They're just not willing to accept it.
Our normal rates apply for everything else.
For everything else, for indigent. Anytime you're dealing with a patient that's incarcerated, sometimes the reimbursement rates is just, they request a little bit higher reimbursement rate.
Hazard pay.
Yeah.
And that's another one of those unfunded mandates by the state. As
I say, we don't really have a choice, though.
Yeah. Right.
So moved.
All right. Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? Thank you. All in favor? Would you like to have it right now?
At
this very moment? Okay.
I'll just get it from you after the court.
Well, I mean, you come get it.
Well, I just know they've been waiting on it.
He's fixing to sign it.
Maybe a month or so. So I'm trying to figure out where to send the patient.
Yes, we did. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a 5-0 vote, but yes. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, motion by two, second by three. All in favor was four. All right, item number 14, discussion and possible action allowing the Environmental Health and Code Compliance Department to apply for the National Environmental Health Association U.S. Food and Drug Administration's FDA Retail Flexible Funding Model Grant Program. $5,000 for completing projects within the program standards, $7,500 for training staff and development, $24,000 for a mentor-mentee program. This grant will focus on advancing conformance with the voluntary national retail food regulatory program standards. No local matching funds are required. Mr. Hardwayne, you are up, friend.
Judge, Commissioners, this is the FDA grant that we apply for every year and get it. There's been an increase in the funding for it under the mentor-mentee program. That's not normally that much, but they funded more of it this year.
Well, good. Yep. Motion by three. Motion by four. Any further discussion?
Yeah, real quick, I'd like to thank all of the county employees. As I sit here and look at this agenda and listen to what we've talked about today, there's been a tremendous amount of money that has been brought into this county to help offset what the tax burden is by all of the county employees. And it's just... it's a testament to how hard y'all are working. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, John.
All right. I have a motion by three, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 15, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Maintenance Department. Mr. Guidry, you are up.
No problem.
Yeah, he's usually standing here when I finish saying it.
Judge, Commissioner. Right now, we're working on trying to finish up everything for the elections on the pod buildings. Tomorrow on the 11th, we got to go change some locks at the community center inviter. Once that's completed, we'll be done for the next 2.5 weeks after during the elections. We're going to be catching up on all our preventive maintenance and work orders. Then once they get finished with the elections, we're going to go back and finish our pod buildings on our build-outs on the inside. Then after that, we're going to start on the lean-to at 1442.
All right. Well, thank y'all for all the work on the pods. You know, it's a lot. We're trying to get those things ready so that we can use them for our election stuff. And we're going to be, I think two of them are in operation starting on Monday in early voting, and then Tuesday, and then the other two will be in operation for regular voting day on March 4th. So that's great to have those. But thank you for a lot. I know y'all been getting it. Every time I go by there, I see the new stuff added. So,
yeah, the strapping looks really good.
Yes.
And just as you got to that small little judge.
Fine.
That small little <sign. laughs> We're going to have some.
Look, when we pour extra concrete, just right as
lean
in the concrete.
We have a 30 by 50 lean-to that we're putting on the side of Joel's building in the back of 1442 where the cement's already poured. The building's already been bought. It was bought in last year's budget. It's sitting on the trailer inside the building. As soon as we complete these other projects, we're going to fall on that one and start erecting that building to get a climate control lean-to for emergency management.
All
Don't put the signs up there, you know, under there. The message board.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we just to give the court an update, we do have all the utility poles were already installed last Friday for the LED signs. The company is actually putting in all the conduit and hooking up the wiring for the LED signs today. As soon as they complete it with that, I will be notifying the City of Orange for the two bod buildings that are in the airport and one to go ahead and get with the energy to get the electricity turned on for the pod signs. Follow up on the other two.
I got a message last night from one of the election workers questioning whether or not we had there was something we were doing to the capital kitchen area precinct 2 pod. Do you know of anything we were supposed to be doing in there? I didn't ask, but I told her I'd see you today and ask. Something,
yes.
Maybe it had something to do with the door.
Yes, we have. We haven't. When that came about, we started on precinct 1. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we get finished with 1, we're going to fall back on the other precinct buildings and do the same thing. So we cut a hole from the warehouse part to the restrooms, and then we're blocking off the kitchen going towards the restrooms.
And it's okay that we don't, but it sounds like we're not going to have it for early voting.
No, sir.
Okay. I mean, the bathrooms will be usable.
Yeah, the bathrooms are usable.
Still open to the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of like building your first house. You get in there and you realize that your door should have been here instead of over here. So we're working through.
And we added doors on all the buildings also.
It's getting there.
We're getting there.
Appreciate y'all's efforts.
Have we moved forward on pouring an extra piece of concrete, or where are we at on that?
So I think you're trying to get some prices on that. So
yeah, he was supposed to email it to me today.
Okay. And I think, Commissioner Rockford, you've got some pricing as well. And so what we're looking to do, again, it's like the first house build, is the concrete pads that are out there for the parking now, and then the drive-through front parking. The concrete doesn't connect, so if somebody's in a wheelchair or handicapped, they got to be able to move back and forth, and there's no concrete there. So we're going to go back and add that after the fact so that we can make that transition not be an issue. So we're just waiting on the pricing on that, Commissioner. And then we'll get that done. We need to get that done.
That'll solve a lot of issues, I believe. That'll be a good addition.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So there's no action on that needed. All right, item number 16, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Maintenance Department. Tracy, you are up. I'm sorry, by Road and Bridge Department. I'm going to make the emergency department make you go up and do it again.
Morning. Flat fees, we received $25. The work orders, RMT right now, we're going through an upgrade on the new system, so these numbers may not be quite right, but they're pretty close because they're trying to move everything from the old system to the 2.0 now. But Precinct 1, open work orders, we have none. Completed, one, total one. Precinct 2, we got open one, we completed 8, total of 9. Precinct 3, 7 open, 13 completed, and that's total 20. Precinct 4, 22 open, 17 complete, 39. Culvert fees, we collected 1,950. Citizen collection station participants, we had 1,197. Waste billing was 17,303. Collection receipts were 13,187. And recycling seats receipts were $2,077.60. The roads we're working on, I've got a list of as of last October the 1st to present. We're working Harvey, of course, spots, and some roads we're encapsulating the whole road, so we're getting roads done. Finished roads right now, completed 4.3 miles. Process chip seal, waiting on the first or second coat of rock, 1.9 miles, and I have another almost 2 in Precinct 2 that we're fixing to complete Thursday and Friday time frame. We've got some other roads that are not whole roads that the small skid steer and the planter have done and ready, and some of them have chip seal, some of them don't. There's just not whole roads, so I got a list. It's a total of 8 roads. But also on these roads, we're also doing fixing the drainage and cross pipes and everything else before we get these roads chip sealed. So there's a lot of work going on the roads just besides getting ready.
I know our crews have been working Colony Estates and trying to stay out there as best we can to finish those projects, do the whole road, move across. And it's, and the improvement in the drainage has been is pretty remarkable. So we can keep, you know, we've always been trying to work toward that. But we have all these hot calls that you got to leave and come back, but they've been able to do quite a bit of good work out there, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, we try to take care of the problems before we go rebuild the road, not tearing it up after we get it rebuilt to dig the ditch. So
I have to say, you're doing a whole lot of things. The road and bridge are doing a whole lot of things. And I appreciate you and what they do. We've got guys going all over the place, and they're doing a great job. Yeah. And from all over.
So they're working together. Really good.
It's a good thing to see.
Yeah. A lot of good work.
Thank you.
I even had the mechanics breaking up concrete out there the other day, so I appreciate that as well.
I had the mechanics over on Craft clearing out a blind corner.
I don't know if they taught that in mechanics school.
No, I don't.
But maybe so.
I just appreciate their willingness to step out of what
they
do.
That's right, to do it. All right, item number 17, discussion and possible action renewing the Affordable Care Act reporting and tracking services, which is called ARTS, from the Texas Association of Counties Health and Employee Benefits Pool. This program will produce the forms required by RS Sections 6055/0656, Forms 1095C and 1094C for calendar year 2026 for Orange County, assuming this reporting continues to be a requirement. As Orange County provides health benefits through TAC, HEBP, and ARTS will continue to be available at no cost in 2026. We have participated in this program since 2018 when the program began with TAC. Ms. Hardwayne, anything else you would like to add to that?
Translation or something, maybe? A translation?
It's just the reporting that
that's
we have to.
That's just to say that we offer insurance to our employees. Okay. And every employee gets a little form that says that. But I'll vote for any president that gets rid of this. Like, it's just for me.
It's just a requirement of a reporting of this something that's reported
that's
already.
Everybody had insurance. It's just a lot of extra work.
So much.
Yeah. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Item number 18, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.072 and 551.0725 to deliberate a proposed contract regarding real property. Where deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on the position of the county in the negotiations. Ms. Grimion, who would you like to have?
Before you get there, I'm actually going to request that we take this as an 071 item. It will be to discuss the potential contract negotiations, but also to provide private counsel. So it'll be under 071. It'll be the court, myself, and Tracy.
And with?
Without recording.
Without recording. And that is at 10:38, we're going into closed. Yeah, our item number 19, return to open meeting, take any action necessary upon discussion in closed meeting.
I recommend no action at this time.
Okay, so no action, so we were opened back up at 11:04. And we have item number 20, which is closed meeting, held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with the Assistant County Attorney one or more discrete and unrelated matters regarding pending and threatened litigation, as well as to seek or receive information and advice from the Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of the attorney to the court otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551. Ms. Denise?
We're going to pass this agenda item.
So no action?
No action.
Couldn't have said that right before you
Yeah.
I have to read
it. He still has to say it.
I still have to read it.
Right. She loves to hear it.
You know, so there's no action here, so there's no action on item 21 because we did not go into closed action. Hang on. Item 22 is discussion and action regarding the Attorney Commissioner's Court meeting. I have a motion by four, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned at 11:05.
Turn your recorder off.
She thinks it was a cut.